you would open your word to us now as we receive. Amen. Just a short word. In our sacraments in the church, God has chosen some very simple things to speak to us. In the Holy Communion, at the Last Supper, he gave them bread and wine. Very common, ordinary things. And in baptism, it's water and the cross, of course. Pure, clean water. And as you just heard in our baptismal service, I bless the water, God bless the water, as a sacrament whereby we come into Christ. We are filled with his fullness. We enter into the covenant that God has made for us to enter into. Through no need to be perfect on our part, it's a gift. We can never earn the love of God. It's a total gift. And so we come and receive. The definition of a sacrament is an outward and visible sign of an inward and spiritual grace. The water is a sign in baptism, poured on the child's head or a person immersed fully at a later age. The water is pure and pristine and clear. It's a symbol of cleansing. It's a symbol of life. And so in this picture here today, we have the waterfall. First of all, the gushing, the pouring, the abundance of God's water flowing into our lives. For Jesus is the living water. And then we have the still pool in the foreground. The still pool to which the shepherd guides his sheep to be comforted, to be strengthened in the silence, in the peace, whereby they can receive the cleansing of the soul and the heart, refreshing of the spirit. It's all about knowing Jesus Christ and his power in our lives and how he can change our lives. And so we come now to the baptism again, which has been for a while in this church, but we're very pleased that you came to bring your children. And so we remember our own baptisms. And I'm suspecting that most of us here, or at least many of us, were baptized as infants, being good Anglicans, or we may have been baptized at an older age. Regardless, the amount of water does not matter. It's the faith and the grace of God that makes the difference. And God opens the door for us into a new and living way into his kingdom, to know who Jesus Christ really is. And we not only use the water, we make the sign of the cross upon the child's forehead. Why the cross? Is because the cross reminds us of death. It reminds us that our Lord, in his amazing love, sacrificed himself for the life of the world, that as he died, we too might die. We're to follow him everywhere he goes. If he goes to the cross, then we have a cross to bear as well. And the cross that we bear is not putting up with the problems of life. The cross we bear is obedience and saying, Lord, I'm a sinner. I'm laying that all at your feet for forgiveness. I need to have my life changed and cleansed and purified. I need to be remade. And so he comes to cleanse, to purify, to forgive, and to give us a new start. That we die to sin, we die to self, and we let ourselves be crucified for him, and then we rise to new life as Jesus lives within us to give us himself. And that life is the life we live in faith and service and obedience, in humility and grace. So we renew our own baptismal vows today, each one of us, and we know that the sacraments of the church are there to support, to strengthen us. The common simple things, the bread and the wine, the water at baptism, the ring at a marriage, the oil as we anoint the sick, All of these are outward and visible signs that God is working in the soul and in the heart. And we come to Him. So may God bless you all as you strive to know Him and His grace. And may He bless your children. So Lord, we thank You for the water and the cross. We know, Lord, that You are the shepherd of our souls. Guide us, we pray, to the quiet waters, that even in the valley of the shadow of death, we will fear no evil. For You make our cup to overflow. Amen.